I draw out of my account abundant blessings. I draw out of my account abundant blessings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I draw out of my account abundant blessings. I draw out of my account abundant blessings because I have put into my account abundant blessings. Now, if we were to save money, just as an illustration, and we were to put aside a penny every day, we would have a lot of money in a very short time. But we don't do that, because we get a little bit of money saved, and we think, now what can I spend that for? What can I use that money for? How can I apply that money to my life and to something that I really want to have? And what is it that I really want to have? What is it that's important to me? Well, by and large, nothing is important to us. Really, nothing is important to us. If we buy a house, we want a bigger house. If we want a bigger house, we want a smaller house. If we want a smaller house, we want whatever we want. We're always going after something different. Now, if in my account are abundant blessings, and if in my account are all things that are beautiful and good, then that is what I'm going to draw out of my account. If in my account I keep all things that are beautiful and good, if in my account I keep all things that make me happy, If in my account I keep all things that are beneficial to me and beneficial to my world, then my account is going to be filled with all sorts of wonderful things. Now, what is beneficial to me? Well, I can buy food. I can have money to buy food. I can have money to buy a house. I can have money to buy clothing. I can have money to buy all sorts of things. But what happens? The house wears out, the clothing wears out, the food is eaten and digested, and it's no longer there. Now, what happens to me? What happens to me is all of these tangible things, all of these wonderful tangible things come and go, and they come and go, and they come and go again and again and again. They are continuously coming and going, and I have to continuously keep supplying my account with my abundant blessings of money. Now, what is something that I could apply in my account that I could use more universally, that I could use more intelligently, more wonderfully all of my life? What is it that I could apply? What sort of thing could I have in my life that would be so wonderful, that would be so rewarding, that would be so fulfilling? Well, did you ever try putting into your account smiles? In other words, what is your nature? Is it your nature to smile? Is it your nature to be yourself and have fun? Is it your nature to love? Is it your nature to be generous? Is it your nature to be supportive? Is it your nature to be a good example of what you believe about yourself? That's something too. If we are a good example of what we believe about ourselves, then that's a beautiful account to have. Because everywhere we turn, that'll be our nature to be a good example of who we are. That'll be our nature. We'll fill our account with our nature. Now, you say, well, that's not too difficult. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's very difficult. It's difficult because we think account money. And that's not always the case. Account is whatever things we have stored up that benefit us in our world and in our life. Now, if I am going to have a happy life, I must build up in my account happiness. I must build up in my account joy. I must build up in my account the feeling of peace and love and harmony and goodness for myself and everyone else. That's what I must build up if I'm going to have that in my life. Now, if I'm going to have in my life the attitude of all is in divine order, where everything is harmonious and I'm surrounded by beautiful, wonderful people, then I am going to have in my heart beautiful thoughts about all the people in my world, beautiful thoughts about all the people who come into my life. I'm going to have that as my account, and my balance in my account must always be abundantly so, because these are my abundant blessings. Now, if I would like to have a healthy body, I don't run out and buy healthy foods and buy healthy drinks and buy healthy whatevers to make my body healthy. That doesn't do it. I have a mental household that I fill up with the most abundant food in the universe, which is, I like me, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. These positive affirmations are the best food that I could ever give to my body, to have my body be the exhibit of what I want it to be. Now, I want my body to be the exhibit of a healthy, hearty, happy body, a body that is youthful and dynamic and alive and living eternally, wonderfully, fantastically. Oh, yes. Oh, come on, Herb. You can't do that. Yes, you can. Now, the minute I fill my body, I fill my account with happy thoughts about myself, and this is all that I ever spend, are these happy thoughts about myself, then my life is going to be filled with happiness all the time in every way, shape, and form, and I'm going to be indeed a very happy man, because that is who I am. That's what I'm filling my account with. That is my account balance. That's my abundant blessings that fill my account. Oh, yes. But you say those are things that you can't put a dollar value on. That's right. You can't put a dollar value on it. But you can put a delight value on it, a happiness value on it, a life value on it. What is it you want for yourself? What is it you want to dream? What is it you want to think? What is it you want to experience? Well, whatever you want to experience, that's what you put. Now, if you want just money, then you build up a bank account of money. And usually you deny yourself a lot of privileges along the way, a lot of joys along the way, because you're going after money. And you have to work long hours so you are not with your family, you're not doing the things that you think you want to do, and you're making money. And pretty soon you have a lot of money. Well, what about the average person who just takes care of his family needs? We're not talking about the average person. We're talking about the person who has as his goal, as his abundant blessings, money. If your abundant blessings is peace on earth, then everywhere you look, you see peace on earth. And everywhere you look, you see peace on earth manifest in every circumstance. Yes, that's what it takes. That's what it is. Peace on earth comes when you are looking at the world through the realization that what brings peace is the attitude of peace. What brings health is the attitude of health. What brings relationships is the attitude of relationships. What brings all good in our life is the attitude of all good in our life. What brings money in our life? The attitude of wealth, the attitude of money. It's not the money itself, because that comes and goes. Health comes and goes. All these things come and go. But it's the attitude about it. And that attitude is something that lives on eternally. It's immortal. The attitude that we have needs no time limit. It needs no beginning nor end. It is always there. The attitude that makes our life fulfilled and makes our life feel fantastic in every possible way is an attitude that we have built by ourselves, by our choice. We don't chase after things. We don't chase after people. We don't chase after experiences. We live each moment in the now, right now, where we are, by saying, I like me. I like my world. I like the people in my world. I like the things that I'm doing. I like the world I live in. How many people do you know who don't like their job, who don't like the work that they're doing? They do it merely because it brings an income and allows them to live in their house and to be with their family. Is that the reason we want to do things? If we could start liking our job would be a much more enjoyable thing for us. If we could start liking our associates, our world would be a lot more wonderful. If we could start liking our children and saying that our children are fantastic, glorious, wonderful, and marvelous, then that's the way they would be. I draw out of my account abundant blessings, and I carefully decide what my account is. Is my account with the bank, or is my account with the attitudes within me? Is my account with who and what I am? That's the best account. That's the account that works forever with us. That's the account that lives on immortally in all of our life, in all of our world, in all of our being. Are you ready for it? I know I am. I love living all is in divine order. I love drawing out of my account abundant blessings, because I put the blessings in there, therefore I can draw them out. Remember that. You put the value in your account, and therefore you can draw it out. Whatever that value may be, whatever that area of blessing may be, you put it in there, and you can draw it out. Now, is it more fun to put blessings in your bank by saying, I like me and I like the world and all is in divine order? Or is it more fun to say, I have dollars, I have cents, I have money, I have an account with gaining great interest and I'm doing wonderful things? We always return to the idea of the Bill Gates thing. Bill Gates was not after money. He was after expressing ideas. And all people who work in this field are really not interested in money. They're interested in their ideas. They're interested in their attitudes toward the ideas. And that's what makes it all wonderful and good. And that's what makes it wonderful and good for you too. And so if you will be aware of that, then that's what happens to you. But you must be aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, life just passes you by, and your account is there, filled with whoever you are, and the benefit of whoever you are is just left to be there and never more to really be realized. Steve Jobs didn't work after money. He worked after ideas. He was an idea man. Bill Gates didn't work after money. He worked after ideas. But he was wise in creating the ideas he created. He let the money grow and grow and grow. And everybody who worked for Bill Gates became a millionaire. And some became billionaires. And how wonderful that is. Now, did he want to save it all for himself? Did he want to keep it all for himself? Or did he want to share it with his world? He shared it with his world because that was his nature. That is your nature. That is our nature. I draw out of my account abundant blessings because I have deposited in my account abundant blessings of the nature that I want to draw out. Make this something important for you, starting today, to draw out of your life all the wonder, the magic, the goodness that you are, because truly you are, and it is wonderful. Have a glorious and a wonderful and a fantastic day, because in truth, that is who you are. That is just who you are, and it is good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.